Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In Boston, a jury has delivered what could prove to be a landmark verdict against the makers of Newport cigarettes. A Suffolk Superior Court jury yesterday found Lorillard Tobacco liable for $71 million in the death of a 54-year-old woman. The family of Marie Evans said the company had distributed free cigarettes to her and other black children in a Roxbury housing development in the 1950s and 60s. Joining us this morning to discuss the decision is Richard Daynard, professor at Northeastern University School of Law, where he chairs the Tobacco Products Liability Project. He consulted with the plaintiffs in this case. Professor Daynard, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
A pleasure.
Tell us, in your view, the significance of this verdict.
Well, it's significant in a number of ways. It's the first tobacco verdict in Massachusetts, I believe. There have been rather few cases, surprisingly few cases here. It's the first verdict, I think, anywhere where the jury has been shown substantial evidence that the plaintiff received samples and that the as a kid, and that the samples were important in her developing her nicotine addiction. That's really distinctive about this case. You know, and it's also important because at this time, Lorillard and Newport are very much on the national regulatory radar screen because the Food and Drug Administration is actively considering whether to ban the use of menthol in cigarettes because it tends to make it easier for people to start smoking.
It gives that cooler feeling as you inhale. You gave the quick overview. The plaintiffs say that Marie Evans became addicted to cigarettes at around the age of 13 because of these free cigarette handouts in Roxbury, which started when she was just 9. Tell us about the family's claim that there was an element of racial discrimination, charges that the company specifically targeted black children in this Boston housing development.
I don't know that they're saying that Lorillard was discriminating, though Lorillard was surely targeting these kids because the housing project itself, like all housing projects in Boston, was segregated. Some of them were entirely black and others entirely white. Orchard Park was actually split with several buildings clustered together, which were black, and most of the rest of the project was white. And these samplers would arrive in a van really outside the playground. That's what the testimony was, right near the school and outside the playground. And they'd open up and everybody would come running, kids and adults. So, and she said it, you know, it was up to 50 times that she recalls. I mean, she can't count them looking back 40 or 50 years, but, you know, she felt it was something like, 40 or 50 times, something like that, that they actually appeared in that spot. So they certainly knew who they were sampling to. So.
We should point out that Lorillard denies specifically the claim that it targeted black children. We should also point out that Marie Evans testified by video deposition taken in 2002, just weeks before her death. I want to ask you this, Professor. In past lawsuits, cigarette companies have been able to persuade jurors that the choice to smoke rests in the hands of the smoker, not the cigarette company. What was the difference, do you think, in this case?
Well, there was really very strong expert testimony that for an addicted smoker, the choice really, if it doesn't disappear, becomes extraordinarily hard to exercise the choice to quit smoking. And the evidence is that she became addicted very early. And the earlier you start smoking and the earlier you become addicted, the harder it is to quit.
Let me ask you this, Professor. Lorillard is appealing. What do you think its chances are on appeal to overturn this jury verdict, this jury award? And do you think that this case could open a fire hose of other cases?
Well, I think their chances are very slim of getting it reversed. The judge was very careful in her rulings. The problem that Lorillard is facing is the facts are just, against them, and they're manifestly against them. And, they're very proud about never settling any cases. You have to remember, most companies will settle, they're losing cases. tobacco companies won't do this. So sometimes they get cases that they just are not defendable, and I think this was one of them.
Richard Daynard, professor of law at the Northeastern University School of Law, president of its Public Health Advocacy Institute, and chair of the school's Tobacco Products Liability Project. Thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition, Professor.
It's my pleasure.